hop and a skip to Ann Arbor is a must, and maybe you've been doing this for the last 58 years because it's in its 59th year. Let's talk about the Ann Arbor Art Fair, this Midwest tradition, with you, Karen Delhi. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Hey, glad that you're here. I understand you have an offspring that's a Laker.
I do. He will be a senior this year, so I'm a huge Grand Valley fan.
Thank you for that support in both your boy and obviously for Grand Valley. But your hat today, in addition to Laker Mom, is a spokesperson for the Ann Arbor Art Fair. And what a cool tradition this is. You want to expand, Karen?
It is. Actually, we started, as you said, this is our 59th year. We started in 1960, and back then, you know, art fairs were kind of a new concept. It was started in the summer, obviously, as a way to bring business to the downtown area after the college students were gone. You know, we have University of Michigan here, and once the students were gone, the town died down quite a bit. So they were looking ways. It was kind of an economic booster. They had bargain days going on and decided they were going to add some artists to the street, which was a new concept at the time, and it was a huge success. Here we are 59 years later, and it's a huge economic driver for the community.
That's great. Let's do some 101s. What are the exact dates this year?
It's July 19th through the 22nd, so next Thursday through Sunday. It runs from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, and then noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
This is an art fair that is, what, literally free to attend, for sure.
It is free to attend, yes. Yep, there's no charge, no ticket, no gate. So come on in. You can walk around, check everything out, and obviously you have to pay for art, though.
And is it one of, it is dubbed as the largest juried art fair in the country, so obviously we're looking at art, but are you encouraging us to buy art?
We are encouraging you to buy art. So all of these artists are their own small business. They do have to apply to get in, and they all go through a jury process. We have over 1,000 artists this year that applied and made the cut.
That's awesome. So here we are, 30 city blocks in downtown Ann Arbor. Where would you like us to park?
So there are several locations that you can park throughout downtown Ann Arbor. We have several parking structures, but there's also some off-site parking if you want to shuttle in. You can park at Briarwood Mall or Huron High School or Pioneer High School. All those details can be found on our website, which is theannarborartfair.com. It's free to park for the shuttle, $3 round trip, and then parking all day is $15 if you want to park on site at the fair.
And obviously this is family friendly.
Yes, it is. It is. We have several activities that are good for families, kids of all ages. We have an art activity area that's in the Ingalls Mall area where we encourage kids and adults alike to come and try their hand at being an artist. Lots of activities there. We have David Zinn, who's an Ann Arbor chalk artist. He's pretty well known. He'll be on site Thursday and Sunday doing demonstrations with the kids, and they can get down on the sidewalk and draw with him.
Awesome. Talking about the Ann Arbor Art Fair, back for its 59th year, starting up on Thursday, July 19th, speaking with Karen Delhi, Ann Arbor Art Fair spokesperson, but let's fill in the blanks. You're the executive director of the Guild Summer Art Fair. What's this?
I am. So the Ann Arbor Art Fair is actually comprised of four art fairs that run simultaneously and contiguously. We are the Guild of Artists and Artisans. We're an artist membership organization. We run the Summer Art Fair, which is on Main Street, and then we have a section of Liberty Street and part of State Street. The average fairgoer doesn't really know that there are four different fairs. To them, it's one big event. So we have the tagline, Four Fairs, One Event.
Yes. What do, and again, it's an art fair that features more than 1,000 juried artists from around the country. What do these artists get from this opportunity?
Well, for some, this is their biggest show of the year. There's, you know, we get close to 500,000 people who come through here every year, and it's become quite a tradition. So for a lot of these artists, you know, this can make or break their full year in sales.
That's awesome. Obviously, this is rain or shine. Bring your umbrella if you need, and pay attention to the 90-degree weather that may be around the corner as well.
Right. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I keep checking, and right now it looks like it's going to be in the mid-80s, so I'm really happy with that. We'll take it.
Lastly, Karen, what do you contribute somewhat in summary to the sustainability of this largest juried art fair in the U.S.?
I think part of it has to do, you know, when I was growing up, I remember coming to the Ann Arbor Art Fair, right? It was always this, where were you going to go and see 1,000 artists at one time? Part of it, though, I think, is the city of Ann Arbor itself. It's kind of grown up around this event. It has some great restaurants, incredible people watching. So I just think it's something that everyone looks forward to every year. And it's not just the art fair. I think a lot has to do with the backdrop as well.
Awesome. Yeah, because I know you'll be inviting us to be wined and dined in the restaurants in the area. And I think I always like to stop at Zingerman's when I'm in Ann Arbor. Is that okay?
Yes. We do encourage people when they're down here to stop in at the restaurants and shops in downtown Ann Arbor because, you know, there are so many great ones down here.
Awesome. Is your son studying art?
He is not, actually. He's studying business. He's going into marketing, so... He's had a great education there at Grand Valley, and we're very happy with it. My youngest wants to go there as well now, so.
Well, sign him up, baby.
Yeah.
Karen Delhi, how do we find out more information about the Ann Arbor Art Fair that's free and certainly kicks off on the 19th?
Yes, so you go to theannarborartfair.com, and you can get all the information. There's parking information, information about the stages. We have a couple stages at the event, and then a full artist directory, so you can see who will be here.
Nice live performances, yep, street performers, amazing shops, restaurants, and art. Thanks to you, Karen Delhi, again, Executive Director of the Guild Summer Art Fair, along with speaking on behalf of the whole Ann Arbor Art Fair. Kudos to you and yours. Take care.